Belinda, we're talking about air pollution.
Right, so since we last spoke, on the 5th of June, World Environment Day was celebrated by over 100 countries this year, and it was hosted by the most unlikely country of all, the king of polluters, China. Mm-hmm. And I think we need another Greta Thunberg, because right here and right now, we're sitting with a landmark court case to do with this very thing. The Center for Environmental Rights has got on the roll the deadly air case, and they are representing a woman called Chebile Faith Mkhwanazi, who it all started out when she was a teen, left Nelspruit, and moved to Witbank, called Emalahleni, very appropriately, the place of coal. And years later, there's no more work, but the coal is still there, and Chebile is left with a child who is struggling to breathe. The rot goes back 12 years to when South African government was warned that the air in Mpumalanga and in that Highveld catchment area, East Gauteng Highveld, was deadly. And what is really a landmark about this case is that the president of our country is being sued along with the respondents, the usual ones, which are the Environment, Forestry and Fisheries Minister, Barbara Creasy, the National Air Quality Officer, Dr. Thuli Khumalo, and the MECs of Gauteng and Mpumalanga. And Ramaphosa is being sued because the application involves a constitutional breach and has far-reaching impacts. The air quality in these areas has been assessed by Dr. Mike Holland, a UK-based air quality and health expert, shows that the air pollution from these plants, that's Eskom and Sasol, kills more than 2,200 South Africans every year, with tens of thousands of chronic respiratory ailments registered. And this knowledge has been sitting there for all these years, and nothing has happened except that there's been the publication of two documents. So this lady is sitting there with a child who's had an asthma diagnosis. She has no money to get her medication, no schooling because of the asthma, and people are dying. And so the air is lethal.
Gosh.
Do you remember years ago, well, I grew up in Edenville, we had those dreadful towers, Kelvin.
Yes.
And the Kelvin towers, well, we all got chronic sinusitis, and later I became an asthmatic, and I felt that that was directly attributable to those towers and the rubbish that they put out. But here we have people living with 12 Eskom power plants, plus the Sasol plant in Secunda, and they can hardly breathe. So these levels, they are inhaling sulfur dioxide emissions, carbon monoxide, lead, benzene, ozone particulates, particulate matter. And, yeah, of course, that dreadful, dreadful sulfur dioxide.
Belinda, do you remember, do you remember on winter mornings, there used to be the smell of that sulfur, that rotten egg smell? Is that what you're talking about?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes, I recall that very, very well.
Is that the sulfur dioxide?
Exactly. And do you know that in the areas where this woman, you know, lives, every day, not only do they have that constant disgusting rotten egg smell, but at between 4 and 5 p.m., there's this thick cloud of black smoke, which is also, they're inhaling that in addition to all of that. So we had it kind of, yeah, light compared to, we had the lighter version compared to what these people are struggling and unsuccessfully to cope with. And, you know, the thing is, now there was this whole hoo-ha, an announcement that Medupi in April this year was being fitted, or retrofitted, excuse me, with gas desulfurization units. It's not enough. It's too late. The ship has sailed. And right here and right now, this is a multi-billion rand case. And if this is won, I think we're going to have new case law and the precedent.
Well, can we all join? Can we all join? Because, you know, I've asked you the question before, if somebody was poisoning my water or my food, if it was one person, I would be able to take action against them and they would be arrested and they would be put in jail. But because it's big, you know, these big companies, what, there's no accountability. There should be even more accountability. It should not work the other way around.
Well said, because accountability is key. And for me, this is the main factor. And unfortunately, money talks. But really, even billions of rands will not compensate these victims. And as an asthma sufferer myself, I feel really, really strongly about this. This child's quality of life is absolutely zero. But it will be fascinating to see how this plays out. Can we imagine what will occur when the president of the country has to appear in court? If that actually, you know, if he's not represented by an advocate, I'm not sure how it will work. But in theory, this is the first time that such a thing has happened. And I do feel this, it should be like a class suit. And we need to be heard, not just about climate change, but about the very air we breathe. And I must say that this has been a major factor in my decision to live where I am right now, because I am like a finely tuned instrument myself. I can tell you exactly how much pollution there is.
Amazing.
So I hope that Gauteng will stand together and watch this space to see what happens.
Thank you very, very much, Belinda. And we will catch up with you next week.
Great.
Amazing.
See you then.
Thank you so much.